whether it is a flood or an earthquake or a large uncontrollable fire, civil unrest, or maybe as the result of a political deficit where there is a mass civic uprising, which is related maybe to labor unrest or civic unrest or political unrest, invasion by foreign armies, then it will automatically fall under another category of constitution. So I can say broadly those are three areas that would amount to a state of emergency.
As someone who was part of the team during the constitution making process, did any arguments arise during the draft of the state of emergency?
So there was a massive argument and debate that arose around the issue of the interpretation of a state of emergency that is a result of a legitimate civil unrest where citizens feel aggrieved and they go on to an Arab Spring type of scenario. The writers, the authors and the interpreters were saying it might be possible that an incumbent president might use that section as an excuse of subverting public expression of discontent against the government. So that is why it was very important for the authors to clearly explain what amounts to be a state of emergency.
What are the advantages to the citizens?
Especially the act of God, drought, flood, massive fires or disease. Once a country declares that state, it means even the Minister of Finance will evoke special powers to spend money in order to prevent or mitigate and minimize.